And welcome back to Breakthrough Entertainment right here on 1480 AM KPHX. Greg Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and the Breakfast List producer Eric Reiner, our associate producer. Of course, our executive producer is Joseph Erdo, who's wearing...
Battle Los Angeles.
Absolutely.
Didn't we just hear this?
No, this one's Sia singing the first part.
Oh, huge difference. Yes.
Of California Dreaming.
You can hear this in the end credits. And,
yes.
If you have... Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
If you have car trouble after the film, make sure to bring it to Alexander's All Care Auto Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road here in Phoenix. Give them a call at 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Or when you're on your computer or your smartphone, go to alexandersautorepair.com.
Did that microphone just get away from you?
It did. This thing moves a lot. I really do think there's a spirit in here.
It's happened to me, too.
Yeah.
It
just moves it up. Maybe.
Yeah. I have a question. Why, yeah. If you have car trouble, how can you bring your car to Alexander's?
Will he tow you?
You can get it towed, I guess.
Does he tow it?
We don't know. But, you know... But you might need to.
Sure.
You might need
don't
to
promise things,
things
you
yeah,
can't
don't promise
deliver.
Things, right? But you know, if you believe that you might be experiencing car trouble,
yes,
before anything bad happens,
yeah, you don't want to because you don't want to be stuck on the side of the road when the San Andreas Fault opens up, because then you might be waiting for the Rock to come by and you know like drive you in his newly stolen truck.
Or you got to be as high as possible in terms of elevation.
Yes.
Well, you can be high as well. It might help the experience.
It might.
It's better to have car maintenance than car trouble.
Sure.
Yes, that's true. Nice.
And you could get that with Alexander's, but you know what? There's so many different ways if your car really isn't starting to take it over there.
There are.
AAA, all that stuff.
Yeah, or you can push it. You can push it. I've done that before.
Yeah, it's a good workout.
Yeah, push it real good. Push it. Okay.
I won the poll again, Eric.
What? This is a song. Okay.
Salt and Pepper.
Yeah, very good. See you new. San Andreas is our featured film of the week. There's a few others opening, but we want to talk about San Andreas first and foremost.
Yeah.
And mainly, Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock.
The Rock.
The people's champion.
Plays a rescue chopper pilot who, in the aftermath of a massive earthquake in California, makes a dangerous journey across the state in order to rescue his estranged daughter. Alexandra Daddario.
Absolutely.
Wasn't that the plot of that John Cusack movie?
It was.
2012?
Yes.
I was really hoping we would somehow see John Cusack. Like, randomly, both the movies intertwine, like The Rock is flying in his helicopter, and then as he's flying, all of a sudden John Cusack is flying through the air with Bill Pullman, Bill Paxton, Lou Diamond Phillips, and whoever the other guy is that's on my list. But that would have been
on
great.
On your list?
On his list of manly men.
Oh, okay.
John Cusack did show up in Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
He did.
Briefly.
Yeah.
I was thinking that maybe this was a list like Hall Pass list or something.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. All right.
It's his Hall Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alexandra Daddario, of course.
She'd be on the list.
Yeah. She was in Hall Pass.
Oh, she was? Okay, right.
Remember, she was hitting on Owen Wilson, but he didn't take her up on the goods.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. She's very attractive. We have had her on the show
before.
What's her name? Alexandra Daddario.
Daddario.
And even though in this film, of course, she plays Dwayne The Rock Johnson's daughter, and she's just graduating high school for the film. In real life, there's only a 13-year age difference between the two.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't mess with Alexandra Daddario if she was The Rock's daughter, though.
No.
You know, because that conversation would not go well.
She's got dead eyes.
Not dead eyes. I said that they were weird. I think she needs
dead.
Like glasses or something.
They're dead to me.
What is dead eyes?
They look soulless.
Do you often look at dead eyes?
No, I don't. Thank God.
You know
what? I know when I see them.
Those eyes, I think they're amazing. Now, in this film, though, I will say that exactly. There's a lot of scenes where, in addition to the eyes,
she plays Rock's
goods.
She plays Rock's daughter.
She does.
I mean, that's not even close to believable.
No, I know.
She's like pale as a ghost.
Exactly. So
with pale, dead blue eyes.
Yes, yes. Now, Greg and I saw this in D-Box. We're gonna save our D-Box comments for just a few moments. We want to review the movie for what it is, first and foremost. We did not see it in 3D. It is available in 3D as well.
Right.
I prefer not to see things
in 3D. I don't
like
3D, yeah. Yes.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start off by saying, Greg, San Andreas is not even a movie. This is not a movie.
What is it?
It's a ride. A relentlessly rip-roaring edge of your seat and occasionally fall off... ride. Its track is populated with preposterous plot points and droll dialogue. Each line is more ludicrous than the last. My favorite is Paul Giamatti's, when someone says, "Who should we call?" And there's a pause and he says, "Everybody."
Yeah, it sounds just like 2012 all over again.
It's very cheesy lines, but you know what? All of that deepened the diverting nature of the new action-packed thriller, allowing audiences to check life's annoying anxieties at the door along with their brains and simply have fun. I can't tell you how many movies I sit in, and as much as I like them,
yeah,
I still have, you know, I think about life's problems and just whatever else is going on in my life at the time for those 2 hours. This, I was absolutely succumbed into the movie. I just absolutely loved just the ride that this was. The special effects are astonishing, often causing one's stomach to drop when what's her name?
Dead Eyes?
Wife's name. I can't think of her. Carla Gugino.
Yes.
Who's also a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, she's a cutie. She's also in Wayward Pines.
Yes, she is in Wayward Pines, and she's in Spy Kids. She was a very attractive mother.
And
there.
She was also in Sin City.
Yeah.
And she was naked in that one.
She was.
Well, she when she falls in this movie at one point, she was on the roof of the building, and she falls a few times. You know, my stomach was dropping. It constantly incites an emotional release, making the movie one of the best examples of cinematic escapism in recent years. Yes, it's stupid, but boy, is this fun. Thumbs up. Huge thumbs up for me.
And that's why it's a movie. I mean, you know, like you said, you got to check the brain sometimes at the door. You just know, of course, it's fake. Now, honestly, yeah, it's based on the real fault line, and there is going to be a big earthquake at some point.
Yes, we don't know when.
And it's going to be just as fun.
It is. Yes. All the buildings are going down.
We're in Phoenix, so we're gonna hear, I mean, if they felt this on the East Coast, we're really going to be experiencing, you know, you got insurance in the building here?
I don't know. I don't know the building.
Well, at least we can move into a new one. The thing is, when that really happens, of course, it won't be to that magnitude, but it is going to be, you know, it won't be fun. And we'll probably actually fill it here.
Yeah, we will.
Definitely not the East Coast, but, you know, it could happen. But it's... I love the cheesy stuff when he said everybody like that. Lion, I was just cracking up like crazy.
I know.
I mean, you can even look in Paul Giamatti's face like he knew. Oh, yeah.
Even the last line in the movie, we don't want to say what it is, but even, you know, the Rock's very last line.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was kind of like, wow, okay, here, just go with that one. Okay.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was fun. To me, it was a little different than other disaster movies in one sense, where it seemed like there was pretty good character development in some ways, but they almost like went to things so quickly. There wasn't as much maybe build up as maybe we see sometimes.
I think that's good though, because some of those natural disaster movies, we take too long to get to know people, and it's always just the fakest storylines.
Right.
That we don't really genuinely care about these people.
And that's what I mean by it, because it's different. Because a lot of disaster movies I don't really like too much. This one is different, though, and partly because of that. And yeah, I always liked The Rock. I mean, you know, when I was young, when I watched wrestling and stuff, he was great. And, you know, it's just something about him. I do think he's become a good actor.
Yeah. He does a good job.
He does.
He's Superman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, basically. It's just great to watch. It's you know, obviously tragic events, but it's a feel-good story in the most part. And I give it a thumbs up as well.
Good.
And, you know, look out if you're a singing fan. Kylie Minogue has a little part in this. And some good stuff.
I really liked Alexander Daddario's storyline with the boy.
Yeah.
The man who, Ben.
Ollie,
yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like they call him Holly during the film because of their English accents. But they were great. Yeah. I mean,
they're unknowns.
Right, but I don't think that will be for long because, one, they did well, but they have very likable characters in this, and I think sometimes as well when you play parts like that where you can either likable characters or even if it's an unlikable one, but, you know, people are still kind of talking about and looking at it, you know. But I look back and like, wow, that Ben guy, you know.
Well, and even how, he saved Alexander Daddario, we don't want to say how, so you can enjoy the movie yourself. But that was genius. I mean, I'm thinking, wow, I've got to remember that in case I'm ever in a situation where I need a little extra heft.
So we learned some things, you know, when the big quake happens.
It's preparation.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you have to see San Andreas in order to be prepared. I mean, this is not just entertainment.
Yeah.
This is to save yourself.
Right.
Okay, so I'm watching the trailer here.
Yeah.
And Paul Giamatti obviously plays like a geologist who's trying to warn everybody.
A seismologist.
Okay, whatever, seismologist. But
we have one on today. There's a difference.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, anyway, that's exactly like the movie Earthquake in the 70s. So this is obviously a remake. They just renamed it.
There's some references, from my understanding, to it, of course, you know. But, yeah, Paul Giamatti, you know, he's a professor there at Caltech. And
that's the same storyline in Earthquake.
But any California-based earthquake, if you kind of base it on real things, of course, San Andreas or Caltech, you know, well-known out there, I mean, it's going to seem like that. The original Earthquake movie I did see long ago. I forgot a lot of the things.
Did you see it in Sense Around? You were too young for that. You weren't even born.
I wasn't. It was about 11 years.
Sense Around, they had these huge speakers in the theater.
Wow.
And they were like very low, like bass speakers.
Nice.
Sounds scary. Nice.
And the plaster from the ceilings would fall.
Oh, hey. Yeah. It's kind of like a real earthquake.
Eric got trapped.
That's what it was supposed to be like, a real earthquake.
Yes, experience the fun at the 1974 movie theater. But that's what makes this interesting because obviously, yes, a lot of stuff gets embellished, you know, because it's a movie and that's fun. But also, it's something, you know, have fun with it. But, you know, at some point, because there's some realism to this, I'm sure some people are kind of researching a little more going, when is the San Andreas going to awake again?
And we will hear some fact versus fiction when we do have our seismologist on a little bit later in the show, in our second hour. So we will hear some of that. And like you said, there is some truth to it. Yes, this is still a movie.
Right.
It's still, you know, just embellishment. It's just fun. Yeah. But, you know, there are people who actually do their research and make sure that there is enough fact in there. I highly recommend everyone see this movie. You know, I walked out and there were people saying that they were seeing Tomorrowland. And, you know, I like Tomorrowland, but I was like, and they said, what did you see? And I said, San Andreas. And they said, oh, is that good? And I said, yes. I said, you should change your ticket.
Yeah. And some of them did.
I think they might have because they were like, really? And I said, yeah. I said, this was fun. I said, if you can't make it to Disneyland or Disney World, this is good enough. I mean, this is going to do it for you.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Like you said, I like the movie as well. And in terms of, you know, disaster movies, probably one of my favorites because, like I said, I don't like them, you know, too much anyways, or not as much as some. But, good stuff. And definitely check it out. And the D-Box was fun.
We'll talk about the D-Box in just a few moments. I do want to also say that a little bit later in the show, probably in our third hour, we will have some sound bites in our sound bite section for The Rock, Alexander Daddario, Carla Gugino, and the director, Brad Peyton.
All right.
They will all be sharing their insights into a lot of the stunts and special effects for the film. Our third hour today is all going to be about special effects.
It was amazing how they did that. I mean, you'll see some interesting buildings or places that are well known out there.
And even here, I've been to that first place where Paul Giamatti visits.
Absolutely. And what they were able to do with that, it's like, wow, how'd they pull that off? You know, it looked like they're really there and the stuff
computers
is going on.
A lot of it is, but they also did a lot of practical things, as we'll find out from them. And
looking forward to it.
Yes. And but remember, we also have some tickets coming up. But perhaps in our next segment, you'll have a chance to win some VIP seats for you and your entourage, or you and a friend to entourage and spy.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to battle an earthquake, what you can do is bring your entourage. You guys can take care of it.
Make sure that someone looks like The Rock, though, so, you know, he can, like, kick that butt.
Or Melissa McCarthy.
She'd do it really well, too.
She could probably battle the earthquake.
She probably could.
Yeah, I think it could be an interesting fight there. But, you know, as long as you know that Dwayne Johnson will be in his helicopter looking for you, you'll be okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, let's hear a little bit more from
again
Sia's
with this song.
No, this is the second part to Sia's California Dreamin'. We're going up tempo now, baby. From San Andreas.
That's what you call up tempo.
California Dreamin'. Wow. Part two.
Unbelievable. Well, we're in the California mood today, and we'll talk more California as well on Real Hockey Talk later on. And this is 1480 AM KPHX Breakthrough Entertainment. We'll be right back.
I walked into a church!